Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
Yeah, Steph's a crybaby.
Okay, I don't usually cry in front of people, but I got emotional at Eric Church over the weekend because he was performing My Hometown. Is that the name of the song?
And Steph's from Milwaukee. She grew up two blocks away from the Pfizer Forum. She remembers when her grandpa used to take her down to the corner store getting penny candies. And she goes,
this brought back
a lot of great memories for me and my grandpa. No.
Yeah, so why were you upset? You know, being back in Wisconsin, I have roots in Milwaukee. Of course, Madison. But I got the goosebumps during that song, and he did such a good job during the and then, you know, all the lights go on, so you see everybody and how huge this arena is singing along. I get the goosebumps. I'm getting emotional. Like, I'm back in my hometown singing along to Eric Church. I got my new co-host, Jackson, here. We're with our spouses. You know, it's like,
My wife said to me, she goes, I knew the exact moment of the night when you were done talking to me. And I said, So when was that, honey? And she goes, as soon as Steph got emotional, you were done. And I went, oh, that was a wrap for me. That was it. All right, folks, wrap it up. That's going to be about it. This one over here is getting sappy. Let's go ahead and call that a wrap. Eric Church, thanks for coming out.
And Eric Church still had like 2.5 hours left to go.
We went back to the bus. We figured there's going to be a rush. We don't know where the bus is. Let's go find the bus. At 11 o'clock, we're like, all right, he's probably only got two or three songs left. Let's go back to the bus. All right, let's make our way back. I'm not a big crowds person. I want to get through. Okay. And we got back there. 45 minutes later, everyone. He did like 8 more songs after that. That guy would not stop.
He did. And right before the encore, he's like, we're going to keep on going. I'm like, where's Jackson? Oh, well, we're going to keep on going, Eric Church.
Yeah, he just kept, at the beginning of the show, he goes, hey, I don't know how long we're going to go. We're going to keep on going until y'all are done. And my thought was like, well, that's about 20 minutes, Eric. What do you say we go get some tacos? You know, let's do some hits, and then we'll go get some tacos. We'll call this a night. But no, he had a 3-hour night ahead of him.
Yes, and fair warning, we did have that fair warning when people saw him in Chicago, and they called us up and said, hey, it is just Church. No opener. He's going to perform for at least 3 hours, so giddy up. Get ready.
One thing I don't like, and this is something that I don't understand why anyone does this. This isn't an Eric Church thing. It's a concert venue thing there. It says on the tickets, the show starts at 8.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Starts at 8. Show starts at 8. Okay. So, you know, you get in there extra early because you want to make sure you got your seats and all that stuff. And hey, maybe you're sitting down by 7:30. All right. You found your seats.
Correct.
Show started at 8:30. Come on.
I know.
And it started at 8:30. It wasn't like, hey, there's a sound problem. No, it started at 8:30 on the dot. It intentionally started at 8:30. Why are you telling folks it starts at 8? I don't get that.
And the reverse.
Start it when it's supposed to start.
So that screwed us up one time, the reverse, because of my concert experience. Oh, the ticket says 8. I bet if it's just Church, he'll probably start at 8:30, which he did.
Yes,
but that screwed my husband and I up one time. We were going to see Dave Matthews, the first time Dave Matthews' band performed.
He was late because he was pooping on people.
No, stop your joke right there. He started right on time, and it was one of those shows where there was no opener. It was just going to be Dave Matthews' band the whole time.
You missed half hour of the show.
Yes, we purposely got there late thinking, he'll be late then, or, maybe he does have an opener, and that's just rumors.
No, I mean, like, you know, and for us, like, the tickets were free, so, you know, but if I'm somebody that paid, especially front row, $200-$400 a ticket for one of those seats right there, or in the pit, however much that costs, and then you're sitting there waiting.
Especially because you have to stay on the whole time in the pit.
That's right. If it's at 8 o'clock, start at 8 o'clock. There's nothing wrong with that. And then once the show got going, you know, you're rocking. But every show I go to, it starts a half hour later than it's supposed to, and I'm like, then why not just say that to the folks?
Exactly. Thankfully, I don't think that happens too often nowadays. I'm trying to think. There was one time we went to go see Metallica, and this was a show where it was 4 bands performing. Have you ever been at a show where someone got booed off stage?
No.
It happened for the one time. Limp Bizkit got booed off stage.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because that was during their phase where they were no longer cool. And it was like, oh, you're opening before Metallica. So they just got booed off.
That's a rough crowd already.
Yes.
Because you're not there. It does, honestly, Megadeth could be before Metallica. And you ain't there for Megadeth. You're there for James and the crew.
Yeah, but it was one of those really cool shows where it was four bands. Limp Bizkit, it was Linkin Park, Metallica. So you were there for the whole experience.
Yeah, I suppose.
So I felt bad that they were getting booed off stage.
Linkin Park, that'd be fun.
So Metallica showed them props. They're like, you guys just screwed yourselves. We're not coming on now early. You are going to stand there for 3 hours and wait for us.
Papa James up there, you know what you did. He's waving his thumb and Lars is standing behind him like a mom. You guys know what you did.
And it was one of those concerts where it's like, if you start wandering away from your spot, you no longer have that really good spot that you've been standing there forever. So we're in that weird predicament like, okay, what's going to happen? Should we wander away? Or do we stand here now? Because we had no clue.
An hour goes by.
We're like, where's Metallica? So there's my experience of having to wait at a show.
Northwoods John just commented on Facebook. I agree. Jackson goes back to be on time, start on time. And also, if you're selling tickets for stuff. Like, people are buying tickets. You planned this whole event out. It wasn't like, oh, thing just popped up last minute. Now we're a half hour late. Things don't work that way, and you are correct about that.
And if you went to the Saturday show, was it the same for the Saturday show? Did he start at 8:30, or was it maybe something was goofy behind the scenes
for Friday? I think the Saturday show, the show started an hour earlier. I think that one started at 7:30. I think so, because Super Dave was talking about that, because Saturday, folks didn't have to worry about getting off of work, getting across the state.
That's
you know, because
true.
You got to figure the show in Milwaukee, you're drawing people from all over the state that bought tickets that are coming to Milwaukee to see this. So I think the Saturday show started a smidge earlier.
Gotcha.
Good morning, good morning, Alfredo. Good morning, Lindsay, John, 9797, all of our regular live feeders who are on here. Thank you so much for joining us. Now that you live feeders are on here, I do have a question, though, something that I need to know. So we're at the concert, Eric Church. If you love Eric Church, you love Eric Church. I mean, like that, going to that concert, there's folks that would have done anything to be at that concert.
Correct.
We had a great chance to be there. We had a great bus ride and all that stuff. Now, we're also doing our Race to 1,000 selfies, me and Steph up there. And so what I want to know is something that Steph did, should this cost her some selfies? Should the punishment for something that she did cost her some selfies? What she did had nothing to do with selfies, but... Should she be punished to the point of losing selfies?
Is it something I did with my phone?
It's something you did with your phone.
Okay.
And I've got a picture. At the concert, while Eric Church is performing, you know, Steph got emotional. She loves it. She got emotional for Eric Church. She was so emotional, she was on Instagram for a little while.
Yes.
Long enough for me to snag a picture. Just Instagramming away. Just thumbing it down.
I was Instagramming for the station. This was not my personal one.
Was that a cat video? Like, ooh.
No.
Ooh. Was that a cooking video? I saw like, ooh, just scanning through.
That's not true. You're exaggerating. Hey. I was taking quick snippets for our Insta story for today's Q106 on Instagram.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Are you going to sound like an old man?
That looks like somebody who was scanning Instagram there. looks to me like someone... I would have gotten a video, but I didn't want to have my phone out. You know, there's already one person next to me that was doing that. So I got out and discreetly snapped a picture here. But I think the punishment should be at least negative 50 selfies. I will go ahead and leave that up to the court of public opinion.
No, 50 is way too much.
I didn't say that. I wasn't the one that said that. I think that somebody on the text line just said
that. Okay, so Jackson is going to sound like the old man. Get off my lawn, because you're the one that is going to say, why is your cell phone out at a concert?
Well, no, I have no problem. Someone's take a picture, but if you're sitting there liking cat videos like Steph was, I just think that's a little, I don't know, like, for me, that seems like a little much, you know?
That's it, I was even putting your handle out there, Blockhead Jones, I was putting my handle, I was putting Eric Church's handle out so people know where to go and to like.
I know how Instagram works, you're going on there and you're hashtagging stuff and you're liking things, and I get that, and you were doing a lot of that, and that's okay, but I think you should maybe lose some pictures, I don't know.
Hey, you're finally catching up.
9797 says minus 100 selfies. Man, that seems a bit extreme.
That's
I have to agree
extreme.
With you, Scott, but that seems a bit extreme. You know, Steph's a nice person. I agree. Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. It's Monday. Yeah, it happened. I was hoping for Sunday part two, but no. High today, 49. There is a chance of rain, snow, but honestly, I wouldn't really worry too much about that. I don't think really. It's only 30% chance, which means it means there's a 70% chance of it not happening. I like to look at that glass half full. 33 at 5:43.
So every morning around 5:30, we jump on today's Q106 Facebook page. We start our Social Mornings podcast. We do a little conversation off air, and this has gotten so good. We have to join you on air right now because, yes, I will admit it, I started crying at Eric Church. Jackson got to see a very rare moment. I do not typically cry, but I had a few drinks in me.
No way.
So the guard goes down, and it was during a really good song of Eric Church, you know, my hometown, and he was showing the lights. Everybody was on. We had the whole crowd going. I'm back home in Wisconsin after 7 years, so I got emotional. And I go up to Jax. I'm like, can I have an emotional moment with you? And now you can share your side of the story.
No, it's more like this, because the concert's going on, so I got to back with the microphone. Hey. How cool is this? I was on a different station promoting this concert when it came out. And now I'm here with my new co-host. This is so wonderful.
Yes, it was a circle of life moment. Like, and then, wow.
And then afterwards, my wife goes, so I know the exact moment of when you were done at the Eric Church concert. And I went, oh, whoa, when was that, honey? And she goes, about 2 seconds after Steph got emotional. And I was like, that was a wrap for me. Hey, Eric, let's go ahead and pack everything up. Grab the video screen. Wrap
yes,
it up.
Yes, yes. I tried to not be the too drunk girl that's crying on a shoulder. But
I gave
that quick emotional moment.
And then you went right back to shaking your booty and then dancing
it up. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, no, that was a darn good concert. I had a really good time. I would have really, really enjoyed the concert if there would have been about 17,980 less people there.
Because you don't like crowds?
I'm not a crowds person. That's my biggest issue. Like, I like music. I listen to music all the time. We work in music. I'm just not a big bunch of people everywhere person. You know, like, so that was the only issue I had. But the Pfizer Forum, very nice
place
to see
a show.
Yeah, we
had enough elbow space. Yes. I thought that was nice, enough knee space, because I hate when you sit down and your knees are touching the seat in front of you.
Yeah, I got thick thighs anyway, so I'm always rubbing up against the people next to me, which happened to be my wife and you, so nothing too weird this time.
Hey, I cried on you.
Yeah.
It was thigh touching. I mean, it's a bonding experience.
It was a really good weekend is what I got to say. But yeah, I mean, one of the better concerts I've ever seen, and my wife and I were thinking, I don't think I've ever been to a bigger show. I think 18,000 people is what the capacity is there. They were sold out. I don't think I've ever been to a show that was bigger than that, and it was a really, really good show.
Yeah, so we'd love to hear your concert experience, or if you stayed away from the concerts this weekend, let's get your three-word weekend. We'll get into that after 6 o'clock. We'd love to hear from you this morning, 608-321-1063. Is there any toilet paper or Kleenex? I'm not crying again.
You're getting emotional again? It's Monday. It's April 1st, and April 1st, I was getting jokes played on me. I have to agree with you, any kind of selfie penalty. Yeah, she did something quite bad, but look at John being a nice guy over here.
Tony
says minus 150 selfies. I mean, Tony, that seems a bit extreme. You know, Steph's a nice person. I have to agree with you, Tony. But, I mean, it seems a bit extreme there, but I do think she should be punished.
Now, I know you're all on Team Jackson, and he's so far behind that you're trying to help out your buddy during our race to 1,000 selfies.
Whoa. I don't think so at all. I think that it's fair and balanced. They like to, you know, they're fair, but they're firm. Okay, that's the way I like to look at it. And it's Chrissy's birthday, Chrissy Kinder. Happy birthday, Chrissy.
Yay, Chrissy. What'd you do over the weekend to start your celebration? Call us. Ooh. I want to hear your three-word weekend.
For a cat person, Steph, our friend Zach, who just jumped on the Facebook page, he just had a litter of kittens.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he just called them seal pups, is what he called them. They're all white. Is what it looks like. Look cute.
Oh,
it's on his Facebook page. Zach, text us in a picture to 608-321-1063. I'm not a cat guy, but these look like pretty cute little kittens.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And Zach, what do you do with all those kittens then? How many kittens are there?
Oh, it's probably about 10 of them. He runs a farm, and I'm guessing I'm guessing one of the cats probably, you know, like, you know how cats do? You know how farm cats do? Cats do what they're going to do out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, he does breed some pretty good pups, though. And then he sells those to his friends that run farms and things like that. So I think what we'll do is we'll maybe talk to you, Zach, when your next litter of pups comes out. Because we got, you know, there's a lot of great local shelters in the area, and you should definitely adopt, don't shop. And we're not doing that. But I like farm dogs. I like, you know, I like dogs whose parents are working dogs, and both of Zach's dogs are working dogs. Nice. So both Ladybird, both of her parents were working dogs. They're now retired now, but they were both good dogs.
You're Seal right, points. Northwoods John. Thank you so much. He's like, he was set up for me, even though he's Team Jackson.
Oh, good
That's
stuff.
That's good.
9-7. I don't even like Jackson. He's just about law and order. 9-7, 9-7 is just going by the rules of the book. That's all it is.
You know what, though? All of our rules for Race to 1,000 selfies have been created by Jackson. I haven't created any rules.
You know, Steph, you know what, Steph? There's maybe, all right, maybe there have been. Maybe there's been a few that I've invented. I don't know. All right, maybe there's a few rules you don't even know about that I've come up with that won't even be used until I need to.
Well, my dad did ask, because there was a selfie, and you, of course my dad's on my team, but he's like, Steph, you're not even really in that selfie. Like, it was just a little peek in the corner.
I've got a few of those because I've done drive-bys. Huh, selfie.
Yeah.
I've done drive-bys with people that don't even know they're in the picture.
And there was one that was super blurry on yours.
I can't help it. Me and someone, we're moving. We're so excited to see each other that we're moving around. Like, it was in mid-hug or something. Or they were trying to escape me. I'm not sure which one of those it was, but I think the selfie counts.
Yes. All right, guys. So send in your messages today. Three-word weekend. Yep. And we would like to also hear from you. And give us your three-word weekend. Let's catch up on a Monday.
Also, we're going to have a lot of fun today. We're giving away some tickets for the horse fair. We've got whose weekend was it and all kinds of other stuff. So,
did you slyly take off your hat real quick?
I want to show that real quick. Here, look at the blue. Look at the blue. Yeah.
Hey.
Got a blue streak going.
You're
cool
and hip.
Well, no, I'm pretty lame and old, you know. But I want to do something a little bit different, and I was gonna go green, and somebody goes, "Hey, blue is autism awareness for April," and I went, and then everyone on my Facebook page is like, "Autism awareness," and then now I'm an ass if I don't. So I went, "I'm really thinking green," and someone went, "Yeah, but autism awareness." I went, "Well, thanks for that then."
Yes.
So
I like the blue.
Looks good. So me and Lily have a little blue going on, and Mackenzie has a little. Blonde, which is funny. So I'll tell you this and we'll wrap up. We were dyeing our hair yesterday, and Mackenzie's never really dyed her hair since she was like a little kid. And so we dyed just a little streak on the front blonde. And then when she was brushing it, she goes, a little bit of hair came out, you know? And she goes, man, I hope this doesn't cause my hair to fall. That'd be a bad spot, you know, to lose hair. And
yes.
Then Lily went, yeah, tell us about it. I went, yeah, whole side of my head is blue. And Lily's got a piece like bigger than a Coke can. And I was like, you're worried about a piece the size of a dime falling out. Both her and I. We'd have to shave our heads.
Know your audience. You know? Know your audience. Who you're talking with then.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. I was like, no. She's like, yeah, I'm worried about losing this little bit. And I was like, well.
Hello? What did you just see me do,
honey?
Yeah,
I was like, hang on a minute here. You're bringing this up now. But so far, nobody's lost it.
No, I think it looks good. And if you would have done green, people would have been like, you're a month late. St. Patrick's Day was a month ago, bro.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.